The crime reduction unit was set up early last year, and one of the main focuses for them was improving the public's ability to register and safeguard their property. Having launched a publicity campaign for the public to register on Immobilise, which is a national property database, we've now taken that to the second phase and to target the second-hand dealers around the county to ensure that they're complying with their responsibilities to ensure that what they buy and sell isn't stolen.
Could you talk to me about the nature of the investigations that take place? So stuff gets taken from a home, you then investigate. You've got to trace this property. It could be anywhere.
We often find when we've executed a warrant at, say, a suspect's house or a known burglar's premises, it could be a lockup, for example, that we can literally come across an Aladdin's cave of property which we suspect to be stolen. Unfortunately, the losers of it haven't registered it on Immobilise, and in often the case, it's very, very difficult to trace it. And so although we believe it to be stolen, we can't prove it, and therefore hampers the investigation in order to get a charge on the offender.
The property that you find, if you're not finding it in the offender's homes or in other areas that defenders have put it, where else is this property going? Because this property could be going anywhere.
We know that there's various routes out for stolen property. One of them, though, is clearly the second-hand industry, where less reputable backstreet companies will take goods without asking too many questions. So this is an area that we've tried to target as a way of blocking off that route to make it harder for the burglar. That said, we also know, though, that criminal organised gangs will travel great distances in order to commit their crime, and it's not just restricted to Hertfordshire. Once offending in this county, they will then move up and down the country in order to try and get rid of the stolen property.
So we've got this groundbreaking partnership that's just taken place, said to be the first in the United Kingdom. It's involving a company that has four or five branches here in Hertfordshire, so it immediately sounds a lot smaller than it was first made out to be. But you say actually this agreement is highly significant.
It's actually a lot bigger than just the four stores in the county. CEX is a national company. In fact, it's an international company, which means that they have stores up and down the country where this property can be got rid of. So it's getting their cooperation to work with us so that if we have property that we can track down, it can be applied to any of their stores, both in this country and elsewhere.
Whereas before you would investigate, you would try and locate property, what you've really shown is that there are two sides to an investigation. There's the police side of the investigation, and then you've mentioned this responsibility that these sorts of businesses also have. We've got an agreement now where there's cooperation between the two, so that must make things a lot easier than they were before.
Yes, there's no doubt about it that this process will greatly reduce the amount of time spent investigating individual offences. With the access that we have now with CEX, it allows us to make checks on specific property that we believe has been stolen far quicker than we would have done in the past.
Is this paving the way for further partnerships? We've got one business. It's a big business. It's significant and it's great news, but there are many others out there. So what next from here?
We're actually in talks with a number of national companies that buy and sell secondhand goods. And the response so far has been very, very positive. So we intend to take this to the next stage and get them on board in a similar way CEX has done. That said, we know there is a number of smaller companies which haven't been as forthright in their cooperation, and we have made it quite clear that they have a responsibility in this area. We've made it obvious that if they are found with stolen property, they will be prosecuted for handling stolen goods.